Big Lagoon Rancheria joins tribes opposing California's anti-sweepstakes bill. The Quetzal Economic Development Authority was the first entity to come out against California's anti-sweepstakes bill AB 831, but now, Big Lagoon Rancheria has also. Big Lagoon Rancheria has asked the California Senate Appropriations Committee to pause consideration of AB 831 to allow for meaningful tribal consultation and consideration of the bill's impacts. This marks the second tribe to be concerned about the bill. Tribal chair warns bill AB 831 threatens sovereignty and services. Big Lagoon Rancheria tribal chairperson Virgil Moorhead sent a letter dated August 25. However, it's not exactly to protect sweepstakes casinos, but instead, there are concerns that the bill would harm tribal sovereignty and self-determination. Moorhead also stated that AB 831 does not have the unanimous support of California's Indian tribes. Big Lagoon Rancheria's objections include: the tribe wasn't consulted in the drafting of the bill. Risks to tribal sovereignty and economic development. Potential economic harm to smaller and more rural tribes. Possible damage to services like housing, food security, and healthcare. Moorhead also said that he wasn't outright rejecting the bill, but would rather discuss it as he believes some parameters could better serve everyone involved. Opposition to the bill and legislative outlook. As mentioned, the Quetzal Economic Development Authority has come out against the bill, arguing that it could harm the more geographically isolated tribes as they depend on digital partnerships. On August 18, a hearing for the bill was held at the Senate Appropriations Committee. Five opponents spoke out while no supporters testified. Assemblyman Avelino Valencia, the sponsor of the bill, waived his right to presentation. Groups like the Social Gaming Leadership Alliance said that the state could generate $200 to $300 million annually by regulating sweepstakes casinos. The Social and Promotional Game Association said that the bill is rushed and flawed legislation. The bill does have some tribal backing, though, including from the Uhaviatam of the San Manuel Nation. The Senate Appropriations Committee will reconvene on Friday to discuss the bill further.